Hello, shining stars. I am Farah Mack, a.k.a. Katrina Marshall.
Alan Fletcher here, a.k.a. Dr. Carl Kennedy from Neighbours.
It's Riley Bryant, a.k.a. JJ.
Hi, I'm Eva Seymour, and I play Jules Halliday.
G'day, guys. I'm Costa D'Angelo. I play Eden on Neighbours. Eden is not a good egg, but this podcast is a good podcast.
The Neighbourhood Rewatch Podcast.
Welcome to the Neighbourhood Rewatch Podcast. I am your host of Sarge JK. And today we have Marissa with us.
Hey, all right.
Did you just dab?
Yeah, I was thinking of like what's the coolest way I could get into the show today.
So you thought you'd pull something out from 2016?
Yeah. Well,
are you going to start flossing in a second as well?
I might. I haven't quite managed to master that one yet.
No, I haven't either, to be honest. I've tried many times. That and the moonwalk I would secretly like to do.
Yeah,
like, I understand the mechanics of it. Like, you've got to push off the ball of your foot, but I just, from my brain down to my feet, something's getting lost every time, and I just...
Yeah. You're either MJ or you're not, really, let's be honest.
Yeah, true. I do every now and again try. Do you know that like Madeleine thing you did back in the day?
Yeah,
I do try and do that every now and again as well. Sorry, go on.
You know that's not real.
What?
The lean's not real.
What do you mean the lean's not real?
Like, it's not real. You know that, don't you?
No, I don't know. So how did you do it then?
My brother and I went on a deep dive. And I mean, I could be wrong, but there was like things in the floor on the stage when he did that lean. So they put the, like when he walked, he made sure his feet was in that like slot and then he could do it. So it's not legit.
So I should give up trying to do that because it's not possible.
It's not humanly possible, mate.
Oh, for fuck's sake. Like, I've been trying for so long as well. Because I have quite weak ankles as well, so I'm like, oh, this will strengthen my ankles up, like for running and stuff.
I don't think that's what he was doing, getting ready for a fucking half marathon. Hey, guys, got this new move.
Hey, some of those kids were fast, you know.
Oh, yeah. I don't think it was from the lean, though.
Had to fucking chase him around. Neverland. So this is the award-winning Neighbours podcast. Marissa, it's nice to see you well and all recovered.
Yeah, thank you. I apologise for missing out on last week, and I thank who stepped in for me in the very last minute.
Yes, thank you, Ben B, for stepping in.
BB, the double
Very last minute to do that. That was very cool.
It was a great show.
You.
It was great too.
Oh, thank you.
Yeah.
You've never said that before.
Haven't I?
No.
I'm just trying new material.
So we watch episodes of Neighbours on Amazon Freevee. In the Oz, it's 10p each, right?
Yeah, I just did 10play. Just the app.
10play, whatever. Whatever that thing is.
Also available on Amazon Prime Video, but you're a week behind if you're watching it there.
So. It's weird that, how you're a week behind, even though, like, yeah, it's a bit weird that.
Very strange.
Yeah. Well, we've watched episodes 9,036 to 39. Before we get started, though, first of all, some new Patreons I want to give a shout out to. You get so excited about this. We've had a nice little influx, actually, since your handy guide the other week to sign up to the Patreon. So we do have Marissa S. Hello to Marissa S, new Patreon.
Hi, guys.
We have Magdalena Mazeda.
Oof, great name.
It is a great name. Magda is actually a friend of mine as well, so.
Yeah, convenient.
Hence why I asked her how I pronounce her second name. I'm going to shout you out. Tell me how you say your second name, please, so I don't sound like a
dick. Patreons are actually just friends of yours that you've asked to join for £1.
Yes, we have Seth Keating, Jessica Keating.
Peyton.
No, Peyton's a free member. She's not, I'm not giving you a quid.
Well, actually, my $2 actually bounced when my free trial ran out. I got an email and it said, oh, sorry, didn't work. And I was like, oh, I wonder if they get a notification. That's embarrassing.
I don't know, actually. I'm gonna investigate this right now. You signed up with dead credit cards.
I ended up paying it, the $2, but I was like, oh, that's funny. Imagine if they saw it and they were like, ooh.
Let's have a look here. Like, ooh. Yes, I've got it. Yeah, I've got your money. It's paid.
Yeah, I paid, but it did initially bounce and I got an email and it said, uh-oh. And I was like, oh, shit. He sent me into arrears in my account. Patreon.
So if you do want to sign up to the Patreon and you haven't got the money, we will fucking get it. Don't worry.
You will get it.
Yeah, there will be people coming to your door. Yeah. We also have Will Stanford, who signed up. Sai from Coastal News, so another friend. I believe, oh, Sai is hosting next week, by the way. You've got next week off, by the way, Marissa.
Oh, thank you. That's so nice. Do I get leave loading in my pay?
Yes, you will get some of that Patreon money. Don't worry.
Yeah, nice.
And we have Hannah as well, who signed up to the Patreon.
Nice. Welcome.
Thank
Hannah.
You. Yeah. Thank you very much for supporting us and what we do here. £1 a month or $2 Australian gets you early access, gets you the video so you can see Marissa dabbing. And you get lots of bonus content as well when I can't be bothered. And when I have bonus content to give.
Yeah, nice. Can you afterpay it? Like, so if I couldn't afford the two in the one day, $2, can I just afterpay it, you know, 15 cents a fortnight?
On like a payment scheme. I don't know. I'll look into that.
You know life's fucked when you've gone into arrears from a Patreon subscription.
I tell you, just £1 a month gets you all that. If you can afford it, not everyone can. But if you can, we're very, very grateful.
For me, it's either heating or Patreon. So
it's hot in Australia. You don't need heating.
Not at the minute. We're really kind of face planting into winter at the moment. Hence why everybody's sick.
We are coming in. We've got some really nice weather in the UK at the moment. It's been very nice. It's been a whole 18 degrees.
Oh, beautiful.
Yeah.
Can you hang your clothes outside?
Yes, I did that. I've got a washing load on right now, which I'm planning to hang out as well afterwards.
Oh, fantastic. I had put one out last night and then I heard it start raining and I was like, I'm not even RIP to those clothes.
Yeah.
I'll worry about it tomorrow. And then after I dropped the kids off to daycare this morning, it just started pissing down. And so when I got home before work, I had to go out there. I was dripping wet. And the basket weighed about 20 kilos because the clothes were so drenched.
So that consider that as like a second wash, though?
Oh, no, I had to put them back in the washing machine. And I was like, I wasted all that washing powder. That damn Patreon.
If you are a bit more plush with money at the moment, where maybe you've never had a nice bonus from work or a nice pay rise, for example, we do have a merch shop. I am currently wearing our latest merch top seller, the All Right T-shirt in memory of Adam. Really good. I'll give you the full. This is a small, and I'd like to think I'm a small person.
Is it men's and women's the same sizes or?
They do men's and women's fits. You can get like different colours and stuff as well. It's all like fully customizable.
Wow.
You can get all sorts of stuff. You can get different. Yeah, you can get like tighter fitting t-shirts, like muscle t. I didn't get a muscle t-shirt. I've got no muscles.
Yeah, fair. How much are they?
It depends. There's always a sale on. So honestly, if you do want to buy some merch, just wait till the sale on. Honestly, give it 2 weeks, there'll be another sale on. There was a 40% one last week, I think. So we sold a few last week.
Oh, that's cool. Nice.
I'll usually put on the social when there's a sale on. So
sweet.
And you can get it as, I've got it as a statement, so it's all right, full stop.
But should it be all right? question
yeah,
mark.
Yeah, it could be a question mark. Sometimes it can be an exclamation as well. So whichever alright you think it is.
Yeah.
What do you think it is, Marissa? What?
Well, I mean, just from the stereotypical English way, I would have assumed that it would have been a question mark because you're always asking, all right. True or no?
Possibly, but I always think, like, when Adam said it to me, it was just like, all right, it wasn't a question. He was never excited about it, so it was for an exclamation mark. It was just a full stop.
All right, I'm here.
I'm here. That's all you're getting out of me.
If it was to reflect my life, it would be an exclamation point because I'd be like, all right.
See, exactly. So it can be different for everyone. So,
it's a great word. It's so versatile.
It is a great word. I'm looking into trademarking the word solely for the use on this podcast.
Yeah, I love it. I love it.
Right, so we actually talk about some neighbors now.
Let's do it. Admins.
We've done all the plug-in. I've tried to rinse everyone for some money.
Yep.
Right, so let's talk about Haz. That was the cliffhanger last week.
I feel like, did you call it a few weeks ago that he's?
I do have a little bit of insider knowledge that this is his exit storyline.
That's right. Yes, and I remember you saying potentially he's going to die because in that way he's not going to jail. Doesn't have to face up to anything. But then what's going to happen to Max? She's going to be PTSD. She's not going to be able to cope with this because she's going to be the killer. Then is it going to be manslaughter? Is she going to go to court?
Yeah, true. See, I've backed away from him actually dying this week. I don't think they're going to kill him.
So what do you think is going to happen? He's just going to have to go to like some sort of rehabilitation center to get all these things
so.
Back?
Well, they're trying to find his family. Mackenzie did not take any of this well and was just like, why does everything I love die?
Yep. Oh, thanks. That's right. Woe is me. I mean, don't worry about you've just ran over Haz. Just worry about yourself. Fucking idiot.
She does make everything about herself. But she tasks Holly with finding his family.
Yes.
I think neighbors have put out that they did cast his sister a while back.
Okay.
They didn't announce that, so I think we're seeing her at some point.
Some sort of what are they? Because they cut him off. Did they cut him off after the hacking, or did they cut him off after they found out he was with Matt?
No, it was the hacking stuff.
Oh,
it was the hacking stuff.
The hack.
Yeah, yeah, because they all ruminate about. Oh, he was so mysterious. Like, well, he was just sat there in a coma going, oh, he's so mysterious. We don't know anything about his life from when he showed up on Ramsey Street. We just know that he was hacking. I wonder what his relationship with his family is like. What a mysterious guy this guy is.
Yeah, so mysterious.
Yeah. So, yeah, we know his family's abandoned him kind of, really, or shunned him. So I reckon his sister's going to show up. And I actually think he's probably just going to get taken away. He's probably going to be in some sort of vegetative state for a long time, and they're just gonna be like, yeah, we're gonna just look after him now and see you later. So he doesn't necessarily die. Mackenzie doesn't have to go to jail. But he does get the primary objective of getting Haz the fuck away,
take him back to India or wherever he's from, maybe, and then that's why we never see him again, because Mackenzie won't be able to go and visit him and bring him there.
Yeah, exactly. So I think that's the way it's going to go.
Yep, I like it.
Yeah. Holly Hoyland, by the way, was on fire this week. She
was
so
aggressive about Haz.
Yeah, she really was. I mean, she was kind of thinking, she was kind of saying what everybody's been thinking, though.
Yeah, true. I feel like she was always there at the right time this week. In everybody's storyline, she just happened to be at the right place at the right time every time.
Yes, I agree with that. And she was there when that guy was coming out of jail with all the hacker dudes.
Yes,
she called him an arsehole, which is great.
Yeah, she's good. She's a strong character, but I feel like she's just like a filler character at the moment.
Yeah, I mean, she's had a couple of storylines in the past, but yeah, she does just I think I've said this before, like any storyline, you chuck her into it, it becomes more interesting all of a sudden.
That's good. That's good.
Because she is so fiery. There was a lot of talk about her saying arsehole this weekend. There was a lot of people complaining on Facebook about the language used.
Yeah, but seeing a woman like deliver a stillborn baby was fine. Fucking hell.
But yeah, saying a mild swear word.
And watching Carl shit in the bushes all week was completely fine. Oh, right. I love how people get like so offended by the most stupidest shit, and then the stuff that should really offend them, they've just...
Just passes them by.
Yeah. I don't know. I don't know what this world's coming to. Like, I'm more offended by Teresa's wet dreams. They need to stop. They need to fucking stop.
Well, I think they have now. As a little sidebar, Tony and Teresa just kind of pretty much back together now, aren't they, really?
Seems that way. Did they get a divorce, or are they still technically legally married?
No, they're still legally married. Like, Tony was about to move out last week, and then she was like, oh, no, I feel a bit bad. Especially because she'd blown up a Paul as well. And she was like, well, I can't. I've blown up a Paul, so I need someone to be sympathetic to, so I'll be...
Well, yeah, and he was cleaning up her spew and changing her sheets and wiping her ass and...
Yeah, that is a good sign of love, isn't it, I suppose?
Well, he was just sucking up because he knew that he needed to do something fucking drastic, and I reckon he planted that bad chicken or whatever she ate purposely so that he had an excuse to get back into her good books.
Ah. It's a half-decent theory.
It is, and it's true, so... So, I mean, ponder about it all you want, but it's facts.
What do you do to get back in the good books?
I don't have to do anything because I'm the one with the book. So if you want to get in the pages, you've got to come to me. I'm not getting in anyone's book. I own the book. But usually it's probably just like being nicer than usual, which isn't hard because I'm never very nice.
So just being standoffish is usually considered good.
Yeah, yeah. So just being a little bit more open and maybe smiling a little bit.
See, I try and like pre-bank all my goodwill. So like I have certain like routines and habits that I think will buy me some goodwill when I do inevitably fuck up or do something wrong.
So it's very calculated by you. You're like, I know in 2 weeks I'm going to fuck up. So I'm going to do all this really good stuff in the meantime. So then when it does happen, I'll be like, well, but like I've been cooking the last 2 weeks. You know, I made you that favorite, your favorite pasta dish from TikTok.
Yeah, pretty much.
What's happening?
Like, I don't know how I'm going to fuck up. That's the thing. So I kind of need to be prepared because it could be any moment. I could go downstairs and do something.
Yeah, that's true. It's inevitable. It's inevitable for men, really, in relationships, isn't it?
Yeah. So, yeah, I just try and pre-bank all that and then just hope that she goes easy on me when the inevitable comes.
That's a good plan. I like it. I like it.
Yeah. Yeah, I don't think it's manipulative.
No, not at all.
No. I feel like you heavily hit that it was.
It is. I feel like it's very calculated. But at the same time, I mean, good for you. If it's working, if it's working, do it.
I'd like to also state at this point, I'm backtracking massively here, that I do these things as well because I know that they make her day easier.
Yeah, that's beautiful. That's so nice. Yeah.
Actually, can I just have that first answer? That's the last answer first. I can edit this. I can edit that first bit out. Easy.
You can make yourself look however you want.
Oh, dear. Right, so Haz, Mackenzie is trying to make him feel as comfortable as possible. I mean, he's lying down in bed asleep, so he's pretty comfortable, I suppose.
And I don't think he's feeling anything, so she probably is wasting her time a bit.
Yeah, well, the doctor did say there is some brain activity going on.
Yep.
In there, so let's give her a little bit of hope. So she's trying to surround the house with nice things, other things that he likes, like coffee.
And... yes. And the half Asian girl brought the dog with the gigolo.
Yes, Byron and Sadie brought the dog, which was quite funny. You're like, hilarious. it was nice to have a bit of levity.
Yeah, some nice lightheartedness. Episodes. Yeah.
Yeah, there was a lot of serious stuff going on. So to have, you know, people sneaking the dog into hospital.
Yeah, that's true. I feel like they didn't play out the undercover bit long enough. Like, it literally was like he was undercover for 40 minutes and he got caught out, got hit by a car. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Yeah, he was undercover for maximum 2 episodes.
Yeah, like it wasn't, yeah, I don't know. I feel like they could have played it out a little bit longer.
They only went to one place to do the hacking.
Yeah, some like random office. No furniture, just one desk.
Yeah, and they were like, they did the hacking and then that was it, he got caught. That was all the evidence they needed.
Yeah, but they didn't really get any evidence because he didn't talk. And then when he found out, it was so awkward. He was like trying to get in the elevator and then starts running down the stairs.
He literally like clamped his mouth shut. It's like, stop saying words.
Yeah, and he was like...
Yes, I think he did dab, actually, yeah.
He dabbed as he went down the stairs.
Yeah.
It's the funniest fucking thing. I don't even know why.
Yeah, he was a fast runner, though, that hacker dude.
Oh, that guy's lanky as fuck, man. He just had to take one step and he was down all the stairs.
Yeah, I'm not generally jealous of tall people, but I am in that occasion because... I like to run. I did a marathon a little while back. It would have been a lot easier if I had a good couple more inches on me.
Did you do a marathon?
Yeah.
Well, I've never heard you talk about it.
Yeah, a couple extra inches in my legs, that would have been made life a lot easier.
Just in your legs?
Just in the legs, yeah. Well, they're doing the main bit. The rest, there's no point having an extra long neck. That's not going to do anything in the marathon, is it?
No, it's not. No.
Extra long arms. That's not doing anything.
Yeah, I don't know. Ears, I guess. Nose, whatever.
So, yeah, the dog gets snuck. I liked how the dog, they made this whole palaver of getting the dog in. And then Remy's just like, yeah, you can have dogs in hospitals. It's fine. Dogs are allowed everywhere now.
They went to all that effort and they're like, we didn't even need to sneak the dog in, you fucking idiots.
Yeah, dogs are allowed everywhere now.
Yeah, they are. Do what you want. At work, actually, we have them like twice a week. People can bring their dogs into work.
That's fucking brilliant.
Yeah, they're called VIPs. Very important pooches. So creative. I can't, it blows my mind.
Yeah, that must have took a whole day for people to come up with as well. I reckon there was a big meeting about that.
There would have been, and there would have been, and taxpayers would have paid for it. I'm joking.
The building where I work is very dog friendly, so that is a good perk of my job, is that I just get to play with dogs all day.
Do you guys do like puppuccinos?
No, we don't. I'm trying to convince the owner to do them because it would make money, but you somehow have to convince him it's his idea before he does something. True. So.
Well, a few cafes here, they do those, and they have like at the checkout, they've got like a thing of like dog cookies, so they can have a puppuccino and a cookie as well.
I'd love to be a dog.
I would, but with the right owners.
Yeah, it's like children, really. There's no bad kids, just bad owners.
Just bad. You don't own your children. Fucking training your kid. You got one of those shocker collars on it. No touching, just looking. You can't do that. That's terrible.
That is terrible. So, yeah, Haz is in a coma. We'll see his family next week, I'm sure. And I reckon he's just going to get wheeled away.
Then, you know what? Probably one of his family members will stay on.
Yeah, that's a good shout. They do like to do that. They drop. That's how Krista showed up on the show.
Yeah.
She was Misha Barton's sister. And then they were like, Misha's going now, but Krista's here. So,
yeah.
Same diff.
Yeah. Because he's like the diversity. He's like the diversity pick, like the diversity hire, you know? Because he's like darker than everybody else. So they need to keep. Otherwise, they're not going to have anybody. Everyone's just kind of really white.
Yeah, it's a very diverse street as well, isn't it? So you've got to kind of keep that.
Yeah, you got to keep the diversity. You know, you got men, women, children, men, women, boys, girls, Asian, not Asian, Caucasian, you know, Middle Eastern, I think. I'm not sure. I'm just making this up now. Stop me. Chime in.
No, I want to see you spiral out here.
I'm just slowly like... I wonder what nationality is Teresa.
I don't know, actually.
She's always got like full pageant makeup on.
Yeah, all well, she's a businesswoman, isn't she? So
yeah, she has gorgeous. To be business.
Yeah, she has to be businesswoman all the time. Yeah, her eyebrows are absolutely on point.
Always on fleek. They would cut you if you got too close.
my poor daughter has like no eyebrows because she's blonde and she's like really fair blonde as well, so she has to like tint her eyebrows all the time.
You did that to her.
I know, but like it looked like she had no eyebrows until she was about 11.
Ugh, poor thing. I mean, at least now there's like so many cosmetic surgeries that you can do to make yourself not look like yourself, so
yeah. Yeah, no, I've got a friend who's got hers tattooed on, actually.
Yeah,
or like kind
some
of
them look just quite good.
Make them kind of just pop a little bit more. And...
Yeah.
So you don't look like you're eyebrowless.
Or just glue on some caterpillars.
Can you really get glue on eyebrows?
Probably. I mean, you can get, I can assume so. You can get glue on hair, glue on eyelashes, glue on moustaches.
Is there any sort of like cosmetic glue on things you'd like?
Nah. I am so triggered by the amount of work people get done that I couldn't even. Like, I don't know, it's not going to change my life. And I feel like I would be the type of person to get it and then probably get addicted. And then just look like a completely different person. You know what I mean?
Do you think you've got an addictive personality?
Oh, yeah. When I was smoking a pack a day because I had
a smoke. I used to smoke.
Yeah, I was a smoker. I reckon I started when I was like 15 or 16 or something like that.
Somebody on the set of Neighbours hand you a packet of cigarettes?
They didn't. Oh my God, imagine if they did though. I used to roll cigarettes for them though, in the back. They used to have like a cigarette holder, and then I used to just roll them for them. So by the time I was smoking, I was like, I can roll them, I can just smoke whatever I want. And loved it. But I've quit now for quite a few years, so.
It was a different time back then, wasn't it?
I don't know. I don't know what, though. It's funny because, like, I don't have anything against people smoking. Like, I'm not one of those reform smokers that's fucking annoying. But at the same time, when I see people smoke now, I'm like, oh, shit, like, you're still smoking? Like, no one smokes anymore, man. Like, fucking move on.
Yeah, it is very rare to see an actual smoker. You see a lot of vapors.
Yeah, which I think is pathetic. Like, whenever I see anyone vaping, I'm like, you're such a fucking loser. Like,
yeah, it is like you're smoking a crayon, basically.
Yeah, I get secondhand embarrassment from seeing people vape. Like, it's embarrassing.
Yeah, I was a bit worried that it might seem cool. I asked my daughter a while back. I was like, what's your thoughts on vaping? She's just like, only losers vape. Is that the general consensus? She's like, yeah, we take the piss out of anybody who vapes.
Good. In Australia, I think it's a little bit different. I mean, I'm not really hanging around, you know, high schoolers, but I think it might be popular with those type of, yeah, I think it might be cool or edgy or, you know.
It just fucking stinks.
Well, like, every year, just
I'd rather have cigarette. I'd rather smell the cigarette smoke than the fucking blueberry flavor that.
Yeah, true. That you've got. What's the rules in England? Like, are people allowed to smoke in cafes or?
No. It's all outside.
Yeah. Okay, and no one's allowed to vape inside.
Yeah, no, but everybody does though. Yeah, like, you know, it's, but I think by the law, it's treated the same as smoking.
It should
be. You're not allowed to do it, but then you'll see people on the table like this. And then you'll see this big cloud of smoke. And like, why are you hiding it?
How embarrassing for them. Like, you really need it. Like, if you're a smoker, you wouldn't be smoking inside. So obviously, you could wait, you know, to get outside to do it. Ugh. Kids these days. Any vaping on Neighbours?
No, I don't think so.
Just drugs. Just hard drugs.
Just hard drugs, yeah. Just.
It's interesting that, like, because Krista looks like a smoker. I feel like she would be a smoker. But never see it. Yeah. Actually, my character on Neighbours smoked.
What?
Yes. Oh my god, I completely forgot about this. I can't remember what, like, year it was whenever I was on it, and my character Summer, she went to a party. It was like starting that peer pressure time, and she smoked a cigarette, and then I think one she was cigarette. Like quite sick, a bit like violently ill, or she was sick, or she stunk of it or something. And then Max found out, and it was like a whole storyline about Summer smoking. And then when we were filming that scene, because I was under 16, I wasn't even allowed to touch the cigarette. So I think I was
like, motherfuckers, I've rolled all these.
Yeah, I fucking rolled it. Anyways, but it was a herbal cigarette, and they ended up getting like the cameraman to like smoke it, and he was like filming himself, like the smoke, I guess.
Kind of as you draw on it.
Yeah. So yeah, it was pretty funny. I just remembered that. I must have blacked it out. I have so many memories I've blacked out.
Well, I'm hoping as the weeks go on, we can unlock some more of those memories for you.
Like therapy sessions.
Yeah, a little bit. How the past stars of Neighbours made the child star roll them cigarettes.
Yeah, exactly right. You know how, yeah.
Yeah, I'm still hoping Lad Bible or something will pick up on this. And
I doubt it. But you know what? Really, they make fucking headlines out of anything. Like, we could just say anything we wanted and people would think it's fucking true.
Yeah, true. Right, should we talk about some more Neighbours?
Yeah.
Yeah, of course.
We were.
This is what you're here for.
Yeah, exactly. I didn't just binge 25 episodes today while I was working for nothing.
So the Vaga Murphys.
Who are they?
So that's Mum and Ma and JJ and Dex.
Oh, the gay couple. Okay.
Yeah. So specifically JJ. So JJ is sweating over getting this diversion course thing. Is that an actual thing in Australia?
I've never heard of it before. The only thing I've heard about is like diversion therapy, which I think is what they used to do to young kids when they thought they were gay.
Okay.
No, I think that's aversion. Aversion. Is that not diversion? Anyways, never heard of it.
Never heard of it. Okay, so
I was watching the show and I was like, what the fuck is this? Why is he getting a diversion? What is he diverting to? I'm confused.
So yeah, he's getting this diversion course to stop him going from jail, so they're going to put him on the right path. So he's sweating about that, and tensions seem to have eased between the family. The brothers are getting on fine again. They're all playing basketball, they're all having a great time. You just instantly know it's going to go wrong.
Something's going to go wrong, and then but now the other kid, he's starting to play up because he wants his time in the sun. He's pretending he's sick from school, but then
they just shrug like, that off.
Just pretending.
Remy and Cara aren't. I'm not going to say they're not great parents, but they're having a difficult time parenting in the moment because they are massively hypocritical.
They are very hypocritical, and I think the way that what's the curly head woman's name?
Remy.
The way that she was like trying to get into the basketball game. I was like, I'm so embarrassed. Like, mum, stop it. Like, fuck it. And why are you wearing that? Like, we've come to play a casual fucking game of basketball and you've ripped out your fucking, what's the red, oh my God, what is the called? Bulls.
Red Bulls.
The Chicago Bulls. Freaking yeah. Onesie. Like, you need to relax, lady.
It's a- full kit wanker, the whole lot.
Yeah, and then she's like trying to fucking chest bump him and stuff. Like, it was just not appropriate. And then also I was like, yeah, they all of a sudden out of nowhere they're just like best family again.
Yeah, well, that's there to set up the inevitable downfall of, so because Remy and Kara warned Felix, JJ's dad, away. So he keeps on sending these letters and they keep going sending back, and he thinks it's because he doesn't want to speak to him, but it's because Remy and Kara put, you know, like, you fucking contact him, we're going to fucking...
Yes, and he's found out now.
Yes, because Dex overheard, and he was umming and ahhing. Yeah, he was umming and ahhing whether to tell JJ. He does. Which is right, because, you know, they say don't lie and this, that, and the other, and then they're lying straight to them, so Dex is like, no, fuck this. I'm going to blow shit up.
And it's more for their own selfish reasons. I mean, as a parent, obviously, you're going to kind of tell... You know, you're going to want to protect your kids, so you're going to tell them kind of some falsities.
Yes, that's a word.
Every now and then to try and get them just to be safe or, you know, protect him or something. But I don't know, I just feel like he had such a traumatic experience finding out who his father was, and then he never even got to have that proper closure with him. It was kind of just really abruptly ended. Instead of
because he was in jail, so what more? Like, at that point, what more damage is he going to do? He's already done the worst part of it. He's got him to help him rob a place.
They could have done it so much differently, these two women, that it didn't have to blow up like that, and then potentially they'll lose him because they're fucking idiots.
Yeah, JJ.
If they had let him kind of chat with him and got to know him, you know, then it probably would have been much easier. He would have been much more open with them, and they probably would have had a better relationship. But now he's just going to be pushed away from them even more. Like, think about it. It's not fucking rocket science.
Yeah, they're not thinking long term, are they, at all?
No. I mean, you tell a kid you can't do that. What do they want to do the most? Do what you told them they can't do.
Exactly. So you tell them they can do it, they don't want to do it anymore.
They'll be like, meh. It's not getting a reaction, whatever.
So, yeah, JJ screams at him. He was full of rage in that scene. And puts him to rights as well. Like I said, you know, you talk about not lying and then you've just done exactly that. How the fuck am I meant to trust you two ever again? Fuck yes.
I wonder how they'll rebuild once again.
Yeah, I don't know where you go from there, because they've had a lot of this. Pretty much the whole time it's been like, right, let's all be open and honest. Let's not lie to each other. And then constantly they've all kind of lied to each other.
Yeah.
As it's gone along and hid stuff.
Have a good time. And then let's punch on. And let's lie. Let's not lie. Hey, don't lie. But I'm lying. I don't know. I don't like him.
Because Remy and Kara also lie to each other about stuff as well. Like, so Remy didn't know that Kara took this sperm sample. And she kept that from her for 18 years, whatever it was.
Wow. So, yeah, it's a very big can of worms. I don't know. I just feel like, I just also feel like how much can happen to one family. Like, I mean, families are always punching on in real life, but I don't know. Surely they've got to have some sort of positive things happening for them soon. Otherwise, they're just kind of that whiny fucking family on the street.
Yeah, true. I hope they do get some good stuff going forward. Speaking of punching on as well, JJ went wild on that punching bag.
He did. Do you think he did some kind of like training beforehand?
Yeah, he told us he did, actually, when we spoke to him.
Oh, when did you talk to him?
A couple of months ago.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, he did. He did a bit of training with that. It's all in the hips, apparently. It's all in your hip movement. Yeah,
it is. Yeah, you know, my character actually had a boxing storyline on Neighbours.
Yeah, you and Joe Scully, right?
Yeah. Yes. Yes, on the hitting it hard on the drugs. See, Joe Scully and Summer were the original Krista and whatever that guy was that she was partying with.
Summer and Joe Scully were the two baddest characters on that show.
Oh, wouldn't fuck around with them.
Yeah, neither of them would not fuck around with them.
No, you wouldn't. And then
now Summer can box. Fucking brilliant. So did you actually have to do boxing as well then? Did you have to do some lessons?
Oh, I was really into it at the time. So I had suggested that storyline to the writers and my dad had. He was like, let's write a storyline and submit it for your character. Give her some cool shit to do. And at that time I had been obsessed with Kostyuzu. So I was like, oh, let's do a storyline with boxing and then he can be on the show and then I'll be able to meet him and maybe he'll want to marry me. I was like in 11 or something at the time. I was like,
how about that reverse pedoing going on?
Yeah, reverse pedo. This guy with a rat tail is going to want to fucking take me back to Russia with him. it obviously didn't happen that way, but we were actually filming in the same studios as a talk show, Australian talk show.
Mm-hmm.
And he actually had him on the show because he was having a fight. He was he had a fight coming up. Yeah. And so he ended up being on the show. So I stayed later one night when they were filming the show so that he could sign some boxing gloves. But I never actually got to meet him. I just left them at reception. I was like, can you please get Kostyuzu to sign these and tell him that my email address is kostyuzu666@hotmail.com. That was my very first email address.
Jesus Christ.
Yeah, and the
666. Is it still active, that email address?
I don't think so. I've not used it since, but yeah, I was very proud of that one.
Wow.
Put it on my resume. as if you didn't have an embarrassing first email address.
Yeah, I do actually, yeah.
You're not going to say it's not even my name. Using it.
Yeah, I do actually still use it. It's the one that when I want to sign up to something for a free trial or, you're like Patreon and you just want to put some false bank information in.
Yeah.
That's the one I use.
Interesting.
Then all the spam just hits that and then I don't even have to look at it.
Well, that's a smart idea.
Yeah, just get all those free trials and shit.
Yeah, nice. Just and then if you don't pay, they can't find you because it's just a fake email address.
I'm an absolute fucking ghost.
Yeah, so getting that's no money smart. Out of me. It's very smart.
Thank you. What was that dance?
I'm just shaking myself up a bit. It's it's 8:30 here at night, so.
And you're usually in bed for 8:31, so.
Well, yeah, exactly.
You fall asleep before the kids.
Well, sometimes. I mean, there's been occasions, where I've fallen asleep and then I've woken up, when you kind of jerk wake up at 5 minutes after you've actually fallen asleep.
Yeah.
Pete is still watching, Saddle Club reruns.
Fucking Saddle Club. I actually watched some episodes of Saddle Club last week.
Yeah. I feel like that was my better work than Neighbours.
Really?
I don't know. I I've been watching it a lot lately just because P is getting into it. And I'm like, this was actually a really good fucking show. I'm enjoying re-watching it.
No, you were obviously good in it. You pretty much play the same character as Summer, to be honest.
Yeah, but I wasn't in it a lot. I was obviously a supporting role, so it wasn't massive.
Yeah, you just kind of show up and go, you stink or whatever. And then the annoying little sister.
I had two storylines that were when I was the main, not the main character of the episode, but I had an arc and they were pretty good. But yeah, that's a good show. It's a great show. And it was interesting because I've never really been one to watch anything of myself. I feel like you get that kind of anxiety. You don't want to see yourself. You don't want to hear yourself. But watching it back, I'm like, I must be healed or something because, like, I'm really enjoying it. Not embarrassed. Not, you know, I'm like, oh, look at me. It's so good.
That's nice that you've reached a point in your life like that.
Yeah, yeah.
I'm happy for it's you. Nice. Saddle Club, you can in the UK find it on YouTube. Or there's a whole Saddle Club YouTube channel on there with all the episodes.
Is that how you watched it?
Yeah.
Oh, nice.
I got about 3 episodes in, and then I'm probably not going to return to that. I'll be honest. Sorry, Marissa.
Probably not. It's probably not aimed to your demographic. Like, you're not in the demographic for Saddle Club, and it'd be kind of strange if you were really into watching, you know, young girls riding horses.
It's also set in some weird, like, you told me it's not set in any real country. It's not set in a country. It's like an undetermined country.
Yeah, they don't specify a country, and everyone's kind of got a weird accent. There's Australian, there's Canadian, it's kind of mixed, there's American, there's like Irish. So there's a bit of kind of everything there, so that it kind of makes it a little bit universal, I think.
Yeah, I think it's time for a gritty reboot, though.
Well, one of the girls on the show who played my sister, she actually works for the radio station that I used to work for.
Okay.
So, yeah, she actually works for one of the regional stations close to Geelong. So, yeah, I've been watching some of her, like, TikToks on it. But I'm just – it's funny because obviously I remember the people that I used to work with, but I'm like, oh, I always wonder if they'd remember me. Like, or if they saw my name, they would remember, like, me. But I doubt it.
I think you're a pretty memorable person, Marissa.
Maybe. We'll see.
I don't know. I think you are.
Maybe.
I've already forgot all about Adam, so.
Yeah, me too, actually. Where is he? Like, has anyone found him yet?
No, not yet. I did ask Ben B last week where he was, and he's like, listen, I wouldn't put him in my boot. I've got a brand new car. Nothing's going in there.
Yeah, that's fair. Definitely.
So I was like, fair enough. That's good enough for me. You're clear. So.
Well, and actually my car doesn't even have a boot. It's got a tray because it's a ute. So, and the tray.
Who are you?
Yeah.
Fucking hell. Could you be more Australian?
Well, it's funny because, like, my husband bought it for himself, but he's never driven it. Now it's become my my default car, and it's the family car now. But it's just like this big truck ute that I have to climb up to try and get in. And there's, like, car seats in it, and it's not designed.
God, imagine taking the kids to the daycare.
That's what I do.
Throw them up.
Yes, yes, that's exactly what happens. So anyway, I could have put Adam in the tray, but it's open. He could have easily have jumped out.
Yeah, yeah, he could have escaped. Okay, well, yeah, I'm going to still class you as a maybe in the suspicion list.
Okay.
Okay.
Imagine if I was like, it's actually Adam.
Mission Impossible style.
Yeah. I don't know how it would work because I'm not sure why he's wearing me as a mask.
Yeah, that'd be a bit weird.
Yeah, I don't know why he's wearing my skin, but, like, maybe, or maybe next week, like, he rocks up, but then he's like, and it's me because I've actually ripped his face off and I'm using his face as a mask.
Okay, now you're just making yourself sound even more suspicious now.
I could really, yeah, we could continue that and turn it into something really fucked up.
Instead, though, let's carry on talking about Neighbours, shall we?
Yeah, what's next?
Let's get into the whole Chelsea and Krista stuff, because this is the biggest stuff of the week.
Yes, this moved really fast for me, and I was kind of like, what's going on?
Yeah, there's a part of me thinks they have actually rushed this storyline along as well, because Viva is fantastic as a villain, really good villain.
She's
to the
so
point
good.
Where, yeah, like to the point where I think maybe online people have took it a little too far and been quite nasty about her.
Oh wow!
Oh, maybe kind of blurred the lines a little bit.
Okay. I mean, which is kind of good on her behalf, because then you're like, she's killed it as an actress, that she's able to make people really kind of triggered.
Yeah.
Because she triggers me, but I know the difference between a character and an actor. So, like, kudos to her, because I fucking hate Chelsea.
Well, yeah, there's a part of me thinking that, yeah, they might have rushed this. I thought, so they get engaged. Paul's upset about Therese, so it's just like, fuck it, I'll just marry this hot blonde woman.
They have the engagement party literally the same fucking day.
Yeah, well, they've got no, as someone pointed out, they've got no mates, so it's not like they had to wait for everyone to get allied. Like, it was mainly Lassiter's employees who showed up.
Yeah, I suppose.
They sent an amendment on the rotor and just went, listen, you're all at a party tomorrow.
Yeah, true. And then, like, Krista's obviously gone to the hospital. She's got, like, hectic concussion. She can't remember anything. And then within, like, 3 hours, she gets a touch on the shoulder and she's, like, having fucking That's So Raven premonitions.
I thought, oh, this is going to play out for a couple of weeks. It's going to, like, something's going to go down at the wedding. We're going to get to the wedding on the altar, and then it's going to be an explosive sort of wedding. But, yeah, then, like, by the end of the episode, Krista's remembered. They do that kind of zoom-in thing and she's like, oh,
yes,
I remember everything.
And then Jeffrey Bezos comes back and talks about their encounters.
Yeah. The second that happened, I was like, okay, this is blowing up this week now. This is happening. And it was like literally the next episode. So they do the whole, Chelsea's being a bit of a bridezilla, like bossing Aaron around and like, I want this here and I want a million white doves and I want this and I want that. And I was like, fucking, all right, okay, I'll try my best. He manages to pull it off.
They did. It was a beautiful, beautiful thing.
He's done well, really. Now he's off the drugs again, because Krista's off the drugs as well, by the way. A dealer showed up.
How quickly they can become, you know, recover, like be on recovery and be like, oh, I'm not on drugs anymore.
Yeah. It's not a problem. I don't think they'll ever bring it up again that she's on drugs.
There's no night sweats. You know, there's no...
There's no babies on the ceiling.
Yeah, there's no pain. You know, there's no... what's that drug that they give them? To, you know, like the fake drug or something they give them?
To kind of wean them off.
Yeah.
I don't know. There's so many on the market.
You know, she didn't even go see a doctor to organize a plan of recovery. She's got out of the hospital and she's like, I was on drugs, Leo, but I'm not on drugs now. Let's get back together.
I've deleted the dealer's number.
She showed up, told
her to rack off.
That chick looks so povo, like she looked like a proper fucking drug dealer, but I was just like, she's just chilling in the park, like it's so random. But I mean, I've never like done that sort of stuff before, so I'm assuming that that's how it works.
I don't know where you'd go to. Where would the best place to be do drugs? Would you go outside and just get about, or would you just like do it at home? I don't know what would be the best experience.
I'd probably say in a safe place. I mean, it depends what kind of drugs you're doing, I guess.
Yeah.
But I mean, this bitch is just walking around with her fanny pack and she's like, hey guys, who wants drugs? I've got a new drug for you, Krista. Krista's like, no, I'm not on drugs anymore. It's been 2 hours.
I'm clean.
Like, if you did a drug test on her, she still would have had drugs in her fucking system.
She's like, I've got my 2 hour clean chip. Drugs anonymous. Yeah,
yeah. 2 hours and 15 minutes and 35 seconds.
Yeah, and Leo tells his drug dealer to rack off as well.
Mm.
And she's like, oh, isn't it? Now I'm off the drugs. He's dead dreamy again.
Yeah,
but he is pretty dreamy. He is a dreamy Leo. Guy. Yeah. I mean, there's not much behind the looks. Bless him, but he is a pretty dreamy guy.
He's like a really nice guy, but then he's also, I don't know, I feel like he's also trying to now protect her by not getting back with her. And he's just like, I just can't be fucked to be having that responsibility of someone who's, you know, a bit flimsy on the fucking drugs. All it took for her was, I mean, in saying that, she went through a really traumatic experience and I don't think she got the help that she needed after that experience with everyone knowing that she was a drug addict.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like that's a trigger canon event. That's going to lead her to do some fucked up shit. And instead of kind of helping her, they kind of just were like, oh, like, you know, just, are you okay? Yeah, cool, okay.
Yeah, that's what they went. Are you sure you're right back at work? And she went, yeah. And he went, okay.
Okay. Oh, look, someone's left pills around. You know, I don't know. So, but yeah, cool, yeah. They got that penny chick back. And she was like, oh, she paid for my holiday. Chelsea paid
for
my
holiday. That was a really good reveal, that. I really liked that.
I liked it too. It was a very good, like, aha moment. Even though we already know what's going on, it's cool to watch the character have those, like, putting it together.
Yeah, because I don't think they'd hinted at that at any point either as well. Chelsea just went, oh, yeah, Penny's gone away. And you're like, well, okay, fair enough. She's just been fired. Of course she'd go away.
I just assumed that she was never actually contacting her and just saying that she'd
gone away. Yeah, so to have that reveal that she did do that on the company's dime as well was really cool.
Yeah, so who's doing accounts? Who's cooking the books?
Well, there's a lot of... You'd be surprised what you can get away with. Did I tell you I used to work... So legally, I'm going to be very careful what I say here.
Yeah, you do.
I can't name anything, but I did used to work for a company that did find, I think it was like £96 million hole in their accounts.
Wow.
It was I might be wrong on the figure as well. It might be a good idea to get the figure wrong just so it's not blatantly obvious. But it was a substantial £1 million worth of money that was just not there.
What happened?
The company is still going, but it pretty much went bust. Like, it had like a...
Did they find out where plus... it went? Like, who
invested? Oh, yeah, like full police investigation went, and like, I, you know, people could be facing jail time for what they did.
Wow. Was it Hez?
Yeah, that... No, because this was in the time before kind of AI and all that kind of hacking stuff.
Could
this
do a
was
Netflix
just good
show
old fashioned.
About it. Limited series.
Could call it. Yeah, it could do.
The missing Millie.
I like
that. Captivating true story.
Captivating of how an area manager for said company got fucked over out of a job.
Yeah, and you could say that it is a true story. However, you've changed all the characters so much that you can't recognize them. But in actual fact, they are just carbon copies of the real people.
The joke there, of course, is that we're referring to Baby Reindeer and all that stuff this week with Piers Morgan. Yeah.
Unbelievable.
It is dragging. It is going on. It is dragging on.
Do you know what I want to see? I want to see now the series from her point of view. And I feel like this is what they're doing. They've done it on purpose. And why
Some
is Richard
fiction.
Gadd so fucking quiet right now? Why is he not commenting on what's going on right now?
Oh, very suspicious. Yeah, season two coming soon. It's like, didn't they do that with like Twilight or something? They wrote like one book from the dude's perspective.
Oh.
It's all from the girl. It was all from Kristen Stewart's character's perspective, and then they were like, oh, let's do one from his perspective.
Boring.
Yeah, and it was like all the scenes he wasn't in, and he's just like, oh, I'm just, you know, just drinking some blood and shit, like
just lurking around looking pale,
just lurking around, yeah, thinking about all the better acting jobs I'll get down the line.
Yeah Cedric Diggory.
Did he do Harry Potter first, Robert Pattinson, or was that after Twilight?
Oh, I'm not sure, actually. I prefer him in Harry Potter. He was so good in Harry Potter. Great character.
Yeah, he was good in that. I'm pretty new to the Harry Potter thing as well. Peyton made me watch them last summer.
Oh, love him. Love him. I used to
pretend
that was Hermione.
That first film's terrible. I watched that first film. I was like, I'm not going to be able to do another 7 of these.
Really?
Yeah, it was such a kid's film.
Oh my God, it's the best. It's just like, it takes you away just into another world for a bit, you know? Leave this bullshit behind.
I liked it when it started getting a bit more gritty and a bit more real. I think that's what I like in my TV. I went to see my sister over, we had a bank holiday weekend here. So I went to see my sister and she's like, oh, tell me some good TV shows you watch. And I've just like, I named them all and she's like, they're all fucked up. I just wanted a nice recommendation.
I'm always watching like true crime, like murderous stories, cult stories, all those sort of things. And my husband's like, is that like something you want to watch before bed? And I'm like, fucking oath. yes, I want to see how that woman killed her parents because they wouldn't let her be with her boyfriend.
I won't sleep properly if I don't know.
Yeah, exactly right. Exactly right.
Yeah, and then my sister was like, I just wanted like a nice TV recommendation to unwind after a hard day of teaching.
Oh, well, you just got to watch Neighbours then.
I did say, Nate, I watched Neighbours and then listened to my podcast.
And then, yeah, and then listen to the podcast at the end of the week. Like, it's fucking not rocket science.
And then subscribe to the Patreon.
Yeah.
I know you've got a well-paying job, so you can afford it. So.
Yeah, exactly. You're not in arrears.
Oh, dear. Right, so where are we with this Chelsea stuff? So, yeah, Krista makes the realization. Chelsea is, she can't believe her luck. She's been hanging on for a couple of weeks now, but she's done enough. She's stuck around and she's found herself in position when Paul's like, go on then, I'll just fucking marry you. I'm not shagging Therese anytime soon, so let's do this. And they actually give some really, like, the speeches they kind of give Chelsea and Paul are actually quite touching, I felt. Like, you know, Paul was talking about, you know, how she was there when he was broken after David's death and this, that, and the other. And I thought, this is quite nice. This is quite touching. And then Jeffrey shows up.
Yes. Jeffrey Bezos.
I honestly cheered a little bit when he showed up because I actually wasn't expecting it. I thought because they laid the Krista stuff, I was like, oh, it's Krista who's going to blow this up. And then Jeff shows up. And I'm like, yes!
You fucking go, Jeff. Yeah, I really think they did him dirty, like, with this character. So I find it's kind of cool that he can come and he can be the one that's, like, the hero in it all.
Yeah, a little bit. Even though he did come across, he's like, I figured it all out now. You were just using me. And I'm like, no, someone had to explain that to you. Krista would have had to explain that to you. She had to draw you a diagram.
And he was like, it actually didn't mean anything to you. Poor guy.
And he'd be like, no, she does really love me. And she's like, no, she was using you.
He's like one of those chicks on the all-girl Melbourne, I don't know if you've ever been on Facebook, but like in Australia, they've got like Melbourne girl group on Facebook and they just write like they want advice, you know, oh, I think my boyfriend's cheating on me, what do you guys think, this, that, the other.
Oh, okay. Should I try and join it now? I'll bring Facebook up now. Melbourne girl group.
He's probably like in fucking Aaron's Barra tea alert Facebook page and he's like, hey guys, like I'm seeing this girl, I think she's embarrassed by me but I'm not 100% sure, I think she's using me, not 100% sure, what do you guys think? And then that's how Krista found him, because she put it together that he was talking about Chelsea. She's like, babe, red flag, get rid of her, red flag, she's gaslighting you, get woke.
And I still think even when he was saying the words, I still don't think he was 100% convinced.
Yeah,
but he's like, I think Chris has coached him what to say as well. I was like, listen, I'll write it out for you on your iPhone so you can practice it. This is what you need to say.
He was just hoping that Chelsea was like, no, you're the one I want to be with.
So that blows up. And then she's like, oh, can we, well, he's lying. And Chelsea's maybe thinking she can get away with this still. She can just blow this off. She's like, I'm not going to fuck the nerdy IT dude. He's got no hair. Like, come on. Like, she can probably still blow that off and just expect, you know, just about get away with it. And then Krista comes in flying as well. Magella is impressing me more and more every single week.
She's a really good actress, actually.
She's so strong. Like,
yeah, four,
when
like,
she
four
screams
neighbors.
In her face, that, like,
yeah,
that I felt that in my soul. Like,
she's so good.
Yeah, absolutely screamed at her face. And then Paul takes her hand and she's like, fuck, am I getting away with this? I can't believe I'm about to get away with this. And he just goes, takes the ring back off.
It's a lot of biscuit, slut.
Yep, says that, and then says, pack your shit. I never want to see you again.
I'm glad that she kind of got hers in the end, but I just feel like it was, they could have used it a bit longer. But I also feel like because they've done it at the same time as Haz's storyline, it's kind of like you need to have one big thing happening at once.
Yeah, exactly. Like, I think the big stuff with Haz will happen next week because this was the Chelsea was the spotlight this week.
Yeah.
Of her big reveal. So she goes back to the room. A lot of people saying online about the pregnancy. She looks at a pregnancy test.
She's definitely pregnant with Jeffrey Bezos's baby.
You think? See, I watched it back. When I looked at it, her reaction to me was like, oh, for fuck's sake, I'm not even pregnant. Like, that was a last.
It wouldn't be relevant then. They wouldn't be showing it if she was negative again. Do you know what I mean? Because the storyline then's not going anywhere. So who gives a fuck? She's not pregnant. Big deal.
No, so I felt like that was just she still doesn't understand how pregnancy tests work.
She like, has no idea. Maybe... She obviously has no idea how fucking fertility and her reproductive system works. That's
because they did it max 2 hours before.
And she's taking a pregnancy test.
Yeah.
Mate, it's still seeping out of you.
Oh, God.
Like.
Oh.
That's not happening. I think she's going to get pregnant to Baldy Locks and she's going to play it off like it's Paul. So he's kind of sticking around a little bit longer.
I don't know because they give her the big goodbye. So she has a scene with Cara who, like, you do have to remember they are sisters. That's how she was introduced this show.
Yeah, keep forgetting.
Because she likes herself to Paul, you forget that they're related. Mm. So it was good that they had their kind of last scene. She's just like, Cara just completely disowns her as well.
So is Chelsea just gone now? Like, she's not leaving?
I think so, because they gave her the big, like, they did the whole camera. She turns back and she's like, what are you going to do? She's like, I'll just survive somehow and I'll just do what I can. And I felt like that was Neighbours giving her the big goodbye. I mean, people can always return, you know, but I think for now...
She still needs to pay for the fact that she locked Krista in the sauna on purpose.
Yeah, well, they mentioned that in the next episode. They're like, Cara's going around going, and Andy are going around going, oh, yeah, we tried to find her. She took a load of cash out and she's just disappeared. Nobody can get hold of her.
Mm.
I imagine at some point, Andy, next week, he'll just go, yeah, no point, really.
Because
Krista tries to look into the legal route. She speaks to Toadie and I was like, listen, like, what can we do here? I want to prosecute this woman for what she's done to me. And Toadie's just like, nah, probably won't bother, to be honest. Just move on to another storyline.
Yeah, Toadie's got no idea, man. Toadie's a fucking idiot. He's just, he's obviously been on Ozempic for starters, seen away in his brain. And he's just like this, he's just, yeah.
Yeah, but he pretty much tells her just not to bother.
Makes sense.
And Krista's obviously quite rightly angry about this. She's just like, what? So she just gets away with it? And yeah, kind of looks like she probably is going to.
Yeah, that's annoying for Krista. This is just another excuse for her to get back on the drugs now.
It is. But I think this time she will not do so. I think she'll be tempted again. I think that drug dealer is going to come back and try and tempt her once more.
You reckon?
Yeah, but and she'll get close, but I think on her own willpower, she'll just do no. She might even buy him, I reckon. But then, like, flush him down the toilet.
Mm.
And she'll do it on her own willpower. She won't need Leo to help her there. And she'll realise she can do this on her own. Because Leo has said, listen, you should just be on your own right now. You should not be jumping into another relationship, which is very sound advice.
It is.
I'm actually proud of Leo to doing that because it would have just been easy to take her back.
Do you think they'll get back together?
Yeah, maybe in the future, but I actually think he has properly distanced himself for a while and I feel like she's getting the message of that. Watch this completely. It can turn out to be wrong next week.
I feel like maybe they'll try and have a baby or something.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, maybe down the line. But I think for now she's going to, you know, sister's going to do it for herself.
Yeah, that's true.
Finally, just one little storyline to finish off with. Speaking of sisters doing it for themselves, Susan and Therese.
Susan and Therese bringing coffees for each other.
Yeah, it's from the outset, it looks like it's the perfect work partnership. Therese is so happy that Susan's accepted the job. Susan's like, right, let's get fucking stuck into this.
Yeah,
I know what I'm doing.
It's gonna turn to shit.
Yeah, and it has pretty instantly, to be honest. First day, Therese is like, listen, I know this is not in your job description, but can you just do this? 38 times, whatever the fuck it is.
That's real life.
Yeah, we've had conversations about this.
That's essentially quite a lot at the moment. Yeah, that's just very relatable to anybody, really.
Yeah. Yeah, which is why I like this storyline, because it's very, I literally had something thrust upon me this week and I'm like, oh, is that just part of me? This is what I do now.
Yeah, it is.
Yeah, and I'm sure you had something on this this week.
Always. Many things are always thrust upon me, work-related or not.
And I like how maybe the... I really like the two opposing scenes of Susan going to Carl going, fucking hell, this is a shit first day. I don't know how this is going to work down. And then Therese going, oh, this was the best first day ever. We got so good together. It really is a very realistic dynamic of the boss and employee relationship.
Yeah, but it's also interesting why she decided to change her mind, because I know that Carl obviously had that chat with Toadie about her not wanting to take the job, and then literally like mid-throw-up, Therese has got a message saying, oh, I'm going to take the job after all.
Yeah, well, and when it first came back, Susan was a bit lost because she wasn't principal of the school anymore.
Yeah.
So there was a bit of a story.
Some sort of throat infection.
Oh, no, she got some good compox. So there was a bizarre storyline. Adam fucking hated this. So there was a really bizarre storyline where she was using the compo to buy herself nice jewellery online. Like, she was watching those, like, QVC channels and then just buying all the jewellery, but hiding it from Carl.
That's such an old person thing to do. They really struggle to find them having, like, filler storylines. They just give them something completely fucking, like, out there.
Yeah. So she was just buying jewellery and then, like, squirreling away the savings. And she's like, it's because I don't have a job anymore and I don't know what else to do apart from watch QVC and buy things off the internet.
Relatable. So relatable. The first thing I want to do when I'm having a day off is spend money.
Where's your favourite place to spend money?
Oof. I don't know. I suppose like Target and Kmart. I don't know. I mean, I'm assuming you've got that over there.
Equivalent, yeah.
Yeah, they're great stores. You go in there for one thing, you come out spending triple the money and you get triple the things. But currently all I do is buy groceries and kids' clothes. So that's as exciting as it gets, although it's Mother's Day this weekend in Australia.
Oh,
so nice. Yeah, I did a few purchases today and I just have to go and I did a click and collect, so I'll just go and pick them up tomorrow.
Did you buy yourself a few things as well from the kids?
No. They gave me some stuff from daycare that they made, some dehydrated fruit and some sort of rubbery ornament.
Oh, I'm sure you'll cherish that.
Yeah, with buttons super glued to it that my daughter picked off by the time we had gotten home from daycare. So thanks, guys.
Oh, yeah, cherish memories. I'm sure that'll take pride of place on your mantelpiece.
Yeah, amongst their other works of arts. I think like when they first started daycare they were only like 4 or 5 months old, and then like at 6 months they brought back like artwork, and I was like, how are they doing artwork, they're like 6 months old? And they're like, yeah, we just put the pen in their hand and there's just like literally one line across the page. And I'm like, does this really need to be brought home? Like, does it need to be brought home?
I get rid of quite a lot of stuff, you know.
I do too.
That's probably a really bad thing to say, but like Seth will be like, oh, I've made this. And I'm like, oh, great. And then I'll like hang it around for a day or two. And then like the second he's back at his mom's, I'm like, why are we keeping this shit?
Yeah, I do throw out quite a bit. I keep like one or two depending how good they are.
Yeah, like stuff that's actually meaningful.
Yeah, but I don't like need
stuff that. they've just done at nursery at school just to keep them quiet for an afternoon.
Yeah.
Not bothered about
it
at all.
I don't need it.
Yeah, and Seth forgot about it the second. When he shows back up again, he's completely forgot about what's happened.
Yeah.
And what he's made and what he's done.
Yeah, I don't think my parents have anything. I mean, they did some good, like, Christmas tree decoration, so that's kind of cool stuff that you can kind of keep.
Oh, yeah, yeah, I think Seth did a nice little Christmas tree decoration thing for us, actually.
Yeah, that, still stuff, got that stuff's good because it's kind of, you know, usable.
Yeah.
But other than that, keep it at daycare.
So, yeah, Susan, not having a great time.
Yeah, I don't know. She's kind of, hopefully they spice up her storyline a bit. I mean, seeing her and Carl kiss was a little bit disgusting, to be honest. If I'm being completely honest, I wasn't really psyched about seeing that.
Old people are allowed to kiss.
Yeah. Yeah, they are, but I don't want to see it.
You don't want to see it? Should it just be behind closed doors?
But yeah, like, I mean, you're eating dinner and, like, this bitch is third wheeling. Like, she doesn't want to see you kiss either. You know what I mean?
Well, no, well, Mel's off now. She's going on a tour.
That's right. She has to.
She's doing the drinks van tours with the festivals. She'll make a fucking packet from them as well. Festival drinks are the most overpriced thing I've ever seen in my life.
They are. And I mean, if she just kind of does a side hustle with some drugs as well, with cocktails, she's going to be fucking laughing.
Yeah, she brings that. Yeah, she brings the drug dealer along. They are.
David needs replacing.
He's got Mel on the side of the van. David needs replacing, so it could be the drinks and drug stevers.
Yeah, double D's.
Yeah. And it's an open market at a festival as well.
Fuck yeah. Fucking oath.
you can do the drinks, cocktails round one side, and then round the bar can be the drugs part.
Yeah.
There was a thing, in like the 90s, like there was always a thing with like ice cream sellers. Mm-hmm. Like they would always have like a dodgy business round going around the back as well. So the ice cream at the front, and then like you'd see like a middle-aged white male going up and then walking around the back, and you're like, oh yeah, it's just mucky videos or
ice cream.
Yeah.
Love it. But, so good.
Yeah, second revenue stream. Smart business.
You need to do it. I mean, I'm not, you know, if you're not prepared to do OnlyFans, there's no other way.
Yeah, very true. I mean, what could I mean, we've already got the Patreon. That's a good revenue stream for us. What else could we do on the side?
Got no idea. I mean, you could do like a Neighbours OnlyFans where you like acted out the scenes from the show. There'd be a kink for it. There would somebody would have a fucking kink for it, and you could like dress up as fucking Carl and Susan with their laryngitis and like reenact the scenes, but like make them a bit more OnlyFans. You would make a fucking killing.
Okay, all right. Well, we'll start looking into this week. Is that you volunteering, by the way?
No.
No.
No chance.
Oh, I better find Adam pretty quickly, don't I? Free. I mean, there's some pretty racy stuff on Neighbours, to be honest.
Exactly. So imagine if you raced it up just a little bit more. So you just, and then you just need to kind of find looks that look similar to these characters and pretend you're them for the scene, and that's it, you know.
Away we go.
Lassiters could be Assiters instead. You know what I mean? Like, you could do all that sort of shit. Ramsey Street could be Ram Me Street instead.
Oh, my God. There's no way you're just coming this to the top of your head. You've thought about this before.
It actually is. Like, it actually is. If anybody goes through with this, I need to be in on the cut. So if anybody's listening and they decide to go through with it and they start making a killing, I'm claiming rights to it. I don't want to be in it. I don't want to be in it at all. But any revenue that's being created from my idea, I've got to pay for Patreons, guys. So I need it.
Oh, there we go. I think this is probably a good place to end the podcast this week.
Okay. Yeah, I mean, I'm just trying to think of more like puns that we can use.
You know? I know. I can see it behind your eyes. You just. Yeah. Really trying to come up with some. It'd be really good if you could come up with a final pun just to finish the podcast off, and then I can just play the music. So
yeah, I'm trying to think, but
I'm just going to keep going until you come up with
one. I use my best work with the Ram Street.
You did. You went. Yeah, Assetus and Ramby Street were. You went hard. You went too hard too fast.
Yeah, ooh, that's what she said.
Join the Neighbourhood Rewatch Patreon for £1 a month, which is the equivalent of about 3 cents every day. You're paying essentially nothing for essentially everything. Join it.